and that was my Uncle George. And he was eighth grade teacher and also principal. The rest of the teachers were female. Mm-hmm. In high school, I'd say it was about evenly divided, male and female.
Okay. Were female teachers allowed to be married here?
Yes, sure okay. were.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes back east, a ways back.
Yeah, there. Well, I think probably a generation before myself, that was the case here, too.
Yeah,
I think so.
It was probably hard back then to get teachers, female teachers, without them having married. I wanted to ask you about your wedding. Did you have a wedding ceremony?
Yeah, we sure did. We were married in the Methodist Church up here where we attend.
Did you have people that stood up for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My brother was the best man, and Sally's sister was the, what do you call it, maid of honor?
Okay. Do you have a lot of relatives around here?
I did at that time. Okay. At the present time, the only relative is one girl cousin that lives here. Okay. She has never left Swat.
Okay.
Sally and I moved away in 55 and were gone around two different spots in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And we always kept this house after my mother passed away in 1965. Charles said, well, I'll never go home. And I said, well, I will someday. So we put a value on it, and Sally and I bought his share of the place.
Good house.
Yeah, it's home.
Yep. Do you have a term for relatives that you use, kin or kinfolk or anything like that? Do you use that?
No, that's kind of a southern term, I think.
Okay.
Or, what do we say, Sally?
We just say the folks.
The folks, maybe? Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, mm-hmm. Talking about the Denver. I mean, my sister lives in Denver and her children.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think usually
give
them by name.
Yeah. Okay. Next thing I want to ask you about is the house. Is this the house you grew up in then?
Yeah. Okay. I was born here.
Great. Would you tell me what the different rooms are in the house? Just what names you have for them?
Yeah. That's the living room. This is the dining room. The front bedroom and the back bedroom.
Okay.
The kitchen, the bath.
Okay.
To the left, and then the one that you can see there—that's the pantry.
Oh. Okay.
And then the back porch is off to the right here.
I see. And do you have a name for the room in the front of the?
Oh, front porch. Front porch.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Front porch and the back porch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doesn't look like you have a fireplace in this room.
No, we had a wood-burning stove, but we're both asthmatics,
yes.
And here about 4 or 5 years ago, we thought, well, possibly there's a little smoke, and we were grasping at straws, so we've not used that. It's just strictly a backup, and we gave away all of our wood pile to some folks that needed it, so we just have a gas heater here, and it's really a warm house.
Mm-hmm.
It used to have 9.5-foot ceilings like a lot of the older homes do.
Yeah.
And my dad, in 1953, just a year before he passed away, he lowered these ceilings, and he and I mixed the mud, and we got a plasterer to come in and plaster these two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then after my dad passed away, my mom got a local contractor to come in and lower the ceilings in the two bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Sally and I, we moved away in 55, when we come home in 75, the first thing I did was insulate 6-inch bats in all of the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time I was in real good shape, and I was pretty much the town handyman. I built the fellowship hall up at the Methodist Church and additions on people's houses and so forth.
Yeah.
And we had a truck with blown in insulation,
mm-hmm.
and so we.